cheated on you.
That's one of the saddest things a woman can go through. Saddest. Maybe the death of a child is the only thing that is sweet.
It is not me.
And women have walked through it by God's grace. You are going to go through 5 solid stages when your husband cheats. Number one, you're going to go through shock. Shock! One woman, somebody came to her one day, she was just sitting in the living room, talking and all that. Somebody came and said, your husband cheated. Even has a child now. Blah, blah, blah. When she heard the news, where she sat, from there she went to heaven. Top woman in Nigeria. She died after a few days because she could no longer speak. She could no longer. That is the major challenge that women that have happy homes face.
Yes, ma'am.
When you are very close to your husband, when you are truly happy, when you have given, when you are involved, you are not just one of those who are doing. That is a major quote unquote disadvantage. She went to heaven. And the man is still alive. But if I mention the name, there's no Nigerian there that we don't know her.
With the woman.
She went to heaven. So shock! What? Your ears will first be blocked. You know, you won't, and I'm not saying for 1 hour. From there you move to denial. You say, lie, so I'm dreaming. And Jesus said, this girl is not possible. You were too close. I was with him now. How? We were watching movie together. Well, so you want to call it replay. Why did it happen? You know, and all that. I'm a marriage counselor. Move to denial. From denial, you move to grief. You just cry. Nobody beats you. You go to the bathroom. It's good for you. This is where you will go, man. Cry that cry.
Yeah.
Yes, mom.
Even though you will die. Sometimes, you're not. Nothing, though, you just see tears dropping hot. It can take years. Especially if you're a lawyer.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And if you have invested your money.
Yes, ma'am.
A few days ago in Canada, very strange, for the first time in our marriage, that's 5 years, my husband looked at me and said, he just came out of the room, I was in the living room watching a movie. He just patted me on the back. He said, darling, I want to thank you for being faithful.
Jesus.
I said, how do you mean?
Both ways.
Never said that to me in my life. He says, you go everywhere, all around the world, and you have never been able to be about infidelity. You don't know, I said, I thought about it. Since that day, I've been careful. No.
Yes, ma'am.
So, I'm not talking about just crying for a few days. Let me tell you the truth, it is a lifetime cry. There are days when you'll be fine. There are days when you just be sick. Instead of killing the man, then you remember you're a Christian. You're just dumb. Maturity will make you to stop using it against you.
Yes.
Your walk with God, charging your battery, can I that say, will make you to stop using it against him. I said you were hugging that game. I hope you are safe again. Where are you going?
Because it's going to ruin your marriage. It's going to ruin your marriage. Trust is like a wrinkled. Once it is wrinkled, it's like a piece of cloth. It takes a lot of iron. I'm proving that you are trustworthy again, and that will take years. The man too must be ready to face it. Because for him and his blood that flows through him, sometimes you just go quiet on him. Sometimes you almost wish him being evil. Depends on your walk with God and your level of
maturity.
And most women don't want to see the lady. It's killing. And I always tell them, don't go and fight with the person. Please, it reduces you.
Yes,
it brings you to her level. So it is an extra grace. Extra.
Amen.
Extra grace. To be able to, because some have said, my husband said with my house head. My husband said with the sister that is making the flower in church. You know, all sorts. I've had all sorts. It takes a level of maturity. So the season of grieve very well, but don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Try not to see. Look at you, useless man. It did not be. No. Personally, if you just missed it, if it's not habitual, yes. After that, those three stages, you will move to the stage of healing. But there's a wake up process. This same process, a widow goes through it. Somehow you will heal. What? How do you know you are healed? You remember the situation, but the pain
is gone.
No longer there.
Amen.
You can still laugh. You can still. And then you move to restoration. When it will be as if it never happened. It's what's the audience? Oh, it happened before. Well, it's true. So you keep charging your battery, you keep walking with the Lord, you keep reading books. Now that we don't have, the world has become a global village, you can Google how to recover from adultery. There are psychologists, Christian psychologists even, that can be of help. You feel like crying 10 years after cry, don't bottle it because it can lead to depression. So I don't know if I answered that question. And after that, thank you. Now that God is helping you, you might need to review some things. Does it have to do with your availability? Maybe you are never around to meet the man's needs. Number two, will it be a spiritual attack against you? The devil just wants to win this marriage. You know what you are confronting. Number three, you need to improve on your dressing. Does your husband like some kinds of dressing and that you don't? Number four, do you need to review your sex life? Maybe it's only missionary style every time that you do. Missionary style, you are on that. The man is on top. Are you done? Fine. Jesus. Maybe you need to come up once in a while. Maybe you need to do back door.
Yes.
Maybe you need to. Yes. And I'm still a Christian.
Yes.
Maybe you need to top up a few things. Maybe you need to start inviting him even for sex. Don't wait until. Maybe you need to coin some codes, some languages to use to invite him. Can we have a flight to Jerusalem? Man understands what you're saying. Can you make some deposits without withdrawal? Understand the two of you. Do you want to start dressing? Can you want to ask him some questions? No. So, you can even use a scripture or a chapter or a book of the Bible.
Yes, ma'am.
You can say Ruth needed Boaz.
Amen.
Oh Lord.
So, I need to review a few things. Is your husband angry at something? Talk. Be very free. So you are richer than your husband. Let me tell you the reality of life now. Now, this is the season for women.
That's right.
God is a God of times and seasons. God is raising more women now. God is blessing more women. because he needs our alabaster box of ointment to anoint the body for Jesus' second coming. So he must provide it.
Yes.
Women are becoming very wealthy. So you are not even the only one in that. No, you're not. But God is trusting wealth into the hands of women that carry it with grace.
Yes.
And wisdom. If you are married, there is a way you don't flaunt your wealth. There's a way you don't flaunt your wealth. So this is not the time to be flaunting the anointing.
Hey,
the wealth.
Thank you.
Every white woman builds. It is not every fight you should instigate. The man may not say anything, but every man has ego. Any woman that does not have money this next time, you will suffer, your children will suffer. Because there are some things that you don't need to tell daddy.
Yes,
you are right.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
To help your children.
Yes.
Mommy, you want me, and you know it's a quarter to shame. Be very careful. Don't come and talk to me again. Take it quickly, man. She's married or he's married, but you need to cover his nakedness. You want to go and tell daddy that his laptop dropped inside water. Father is for strength, mother is for comfort. They're not spoiling the children.
Yes.
This is a genuine thing. The phone dropped inside water. You can't tell daddy that one. Say, you are very stupid. Next time, suffer. Because you as the mother, you know that you have rebuilt him, but there must be a solution. All of you raise your children. The Lord will give you your own.
Amen.
He will not be at the mercy of your husband.
Amen.
God will lift your head.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen.